There's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. This tshuva is in Eirachayim, Madura Kama. It's Simen Yud Gimel. And believe it or not, this tshuva is in the conversation as maybe being the most famous tshuva in Gantz Shilas of Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. So if you go through Madura Kama, Madura Tinyana, all the many, many hundreds of tshuvas and Shilas of Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, this is maybe the most famous tshuva that the Noida B'Yehuda ever wrote. So the Noida B'Yehuda wrote a tshuva about shaving on Chol HaMoed. But before the tshuva, we have to have a little bit of background information. And that is, the Torah, in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, so he brings the halacha of Ein Megalchem HaMoed. V'atam shlo yikonis l'moed k'shu menuvel. The reason is because we don't want a person to enter Chol HaMoed looking menuvel. We don't want it to enter Yontov looking menuvel. It's like this, we tell a person that you should know that if you're not going to shave on before Yontif, you will not have the ability to shave on Chol HaMoed. This way, we're comfortable that this person is going to enter Yontif looking good. He's going to end up looking the way he's supposed to look. Says the Torah that Rabbeinu Tam said, a very big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said that being that the reason a person is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed is because we're afraid that if you're going to be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, you may not shave before Yontif, and you're going to end up entering Yontif looking menuvel. So said Rabbeinu Tam, what would be if a person did shave before Yontif? Let's say a person shaved on Erev Yontif. A person cut his hair on Erev Yontif. Said Rabbeinu Tam, it would be mutter for this person ligaleach b'mayit. This person would be allowed to cut his hair on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. Says the Torah that Rabbeinu Tam said that the whole reason you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed is kadesh lo yikonis l'regel kishum menuvel. So zilbar sataymo. So if that's the reason, so then you can make a very basic judgment that that's only negay a person that really violates this idea and he enters Yontif looking menuvel. This person is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. But what would be a person that did shave on Erev Yontif? A person like that, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's poshut based on the time of the Gemara, the svar of the Gemara, he would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. But says the Torah, v'kosham me'oid lahater. I find it very, very difficult to rely on this Rabbeinu Tam and to be mater. V'gam einoy nira came yitaycha Gemara. And he says, besides, it's not mashma that way from the Gemara. Why? Says the Torah, two reasons. Number one, the im isa, because if Rabbeinu Tam is right, we have a Mishnah that says Ve'ilam Agalchem Amoy, and we came up with all the far-fetched scenarios. We came from a Nazir to a Mitzayra to a Bob Medina Sayam, someone that was in captivity, who's Yoytzim Beis Asurim, a Menudish Etiru Leichachon Machlekes Abayi Verova. What that even means? We have all these far-fetched scenarios of where we're being a gay at this halacha that someone is mutal galeich biyantif. Like Rabbeinu Tam, Iker Chasim and Asay for the most obvious case, a person who took a shave on Erev Yontif. So Chol HaMoed, he'd be allowed to shave again. Because this person didn't enter Yontif Kishum Menuvel, and as a result, it would be Mutter. So Sukh the tour, it's not Mashmah away from the Gemara. From where? From the Mishnah. It's literally the opening line in Perek Ve'el Magalchen. It's not Mashmah that way. And besides, says the tour, that the Gemara had a Shiloh. What would be if somebody lost an Aveda? And he was busy, was an Oinus the whole area of Yontif. Could he shave on Chol HaMoed or not? And what did the Gemara say? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, no way. You know why? Because Yoimru, people are going to say, Kol Asrikin Asurim and Srike Baises Mutarim. Nobody knows that this person lost an Aveda. And because nobody knows that this person lost an Aveda, even though he was a bona fide, legitimate Oinus, for Oinus Rachmana Patre in Kol HaTayrikula, and definitely in the laws of Eilu Megalchen. That's the whole Mishnah, Eilu Megalchen. That if a person's an Oinus, it's Mutar. But it's only if it's Muchacha Milsa. If it's Lay Muchacha Milsa, then you don't have the exception. You don't have the heter of Oinus Rachmana. So says the Torah, if a person shaves on Erev Yontif, does anybody really know? No one's looking that closely. No one's paying that much attention. So now if this person is going to go ahead and he's going to be allowed to suddenly shave on Chol HaMoed, Yoimru, people are going to say, Kol HaSrikin HaSurim and Srike Baises Mutarim. So says the Torah, push it from the simple reading of the Gemara, before we get into all the real kashas and the lumdas, but push it from reading the Gemara, the whole Gemara is not mashma like Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Torah, Ve'enoy nira v'koshem ma'oy lahatem. And the truth is, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, there's not a lot of suspense. The Mechaber says, Sivkot Aleph, Mitzvah Ligaleich Be'er Yontif. There's a Mitzvah Ligaleich Be'er Yontif. What's the Makar? Our Gemara. You see, there's an idea. Kedei Shaloi Yikaneis, you shouldn't enter Yontif Kishum Menuvel, which implies there's a Mitzvah Ligaleich Be'er Yontif. Halacha Beis, Ein megal chamamoyed. You're not allowed to shnei ban chamamoyed. Afilu im gilach koydem moyed. And even if this person shaved, did what he was supposed to do, he was mekayim his mitzvah legaleich merv yontif. It doesn't matter. Ein megal chamamoyed. Afilu im gilach koydem moyed. Why? Like the Torah said, because even though Rabbeinu Tam was matir, but at the same time, ein oy nira klal shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why the Torah and the mechaber, and there's no Ramah on this, it's pashit in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to trim his beard, he's not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because there's a halacha, Kedesh lo yikonsu, you shouldn't enter regal, kishahemin uvar, man. Even though Rabbeinu Tam had a svara, but like the Torah already dismissed Rabbeinu Tam, he said, ve'ino yinira, it's not mashma b'chlal, like Rabbeinu Tam. Stating that, the Noid of Yehuda wrote a tshuva. And the tshuva was as follows. Just read some of the words inside. Nishalti hayoyim. I was asked today, imut legaleach al yedei meshicha b'chalamoy. Can a person cut his hair on chalamoy? So it says, denoid b'yehudu, l'fish hayoyim etstarim b'yoyser, elo arigilim legaleach zikna. These people that asked me these questions, these were people that were having a tremendous amount of tsar, because they're people that they're used to shaving, and now they weren't able to. Hine, asarti l'chalutin. I want you to know, I had paskin all the years that it's also 100%. Kivin shakala paskin nechlekwa Rabbeinu Tam. Because everyone argued with Rabbeinu Tam. Which Rabbeinu Tam? Sherat saloyim shemisha gilich erev aregel, mutter loy legaleach beregel. The only person that would maybe find the tzad hetter for you to be able to ever cut your hair on Chol HaMoed, unless you fall into one of the categories of the Mishnah, would be Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you megaleach erev yontif, you'd be able to shave on Chol HaMoed. But everybody argued with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Nabi Yehuda said, there was nothing I could do. But he said, but these chevre, they were mamish b'tzar. They wanted so badly to be able to cut their hair. So I decided, nosati libi. So I made the following cheshbon. Shegaver Rabba Amar Milsa. If a Gaver Rabba says something, he was referring to Rabbeinu Tam. Ein mazichin v'loy maznichin. You can't mach it avek. You can't just dismiss it. V'kal v'choymer dover zeh. And certainly this thing. She Rabbeinu Agado Rabbeinu Tam Amrai. That who's the one who said it? It's Rabbeinu Tam. Chayov emanu l'mashkuni aderav. We have no choice, but we have to try to understand it. So it says, the Noid of Yehuda, I'm sitting down now, and I'm going to write a tshuva to try to be miyashiv, this Rabbeinu Tam, that nobody agreed with. Not the Tor, not the Mechaber, not the Ramah, none of the Rishonim said this Chiddush. It's Rabbeinu Tam's his own Chiddush, and at first glance, it sounds like it's Sarachin from the Gemara. Number one, the Mishnah doesn't even mention it. The Mishnah mentions Ve'ilu Megalchim B'moyim, and it didn't mention this. And besides for all the other kashas that there are on Rabbeinu Tam. So it says, the Noid of Yehuda, I'm going to make a cheshbon, and I think it's a Pashta cheshbon, and he says, I think it's Emes. And that is, it's mavur in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed. Why? The Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, just like the Anshei Mishmar, the Anshei Maimon weren't allowed to cut their hair during the Mishmar, during the Maimon, Kidei Shalai Kansu, the Mishmar, Tung Shem, and Uvalin. So too, a person is not allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, Kidei Shalai Yichnasu, the regular Kshuv, and Uvalin. It's like this, he's not going to enter Yontif, looking in a state of Nivol. Says the Noid of Yehuda, let me ask you, why did the Gemara have to come on to a new reason? Why don't you just say Pasha? We just learned the first 12 dafin of Masechtas Maikot. And emerged from the first 12 dafin that there's an issa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now for a person to cut his hair, goyzeis, that's a malacha. It's a malacha de reis. It's not something you're allowed to do. So Frank the Noid of Yehuda, why did the Mishnah or the Gemara have to come with a new reason? Why it is that you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed? Typically, it's Pasha. The reason you're not allowed to do it is because it's a malacha. The Teretz is, and Tais already speaks to that in the Sugya, it's Pashet. It's because, even though you're not allowed to do Malach and Chol HaMoed, but we know there are five exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is if it's Letzairach HaMoed. So if a person on Chol HaMoed is cutting his hair because he wants to look nice, so in that instance, it's going to be Letzairach HaMoed. And being that it's Letzairach HaMoed, so it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. So it says, the Noid of Yehuda, if that's the case, I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said that if a person cut his hair erev yontif, he's allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. Right? Someone took a haircut erev yontif, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Or if somebody trimmed his beard erev yontif, he's allowed to trim his beard on Chol HaMoed. Or if somebody shaved on erev yontif, he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Says the Noid of Yehuda, I understand that Rabbeinu Tam held that the Tam of the Gemara, Kedei Shelo Yichnasu L'Regel K'Sheim Min Uvalin, would not apply in this instance. That was the whole point of Rabbeinu Tam. Why you not let it cut your hair? Why is it not negeya? Because right now, this person, he did do what he was supposed to do erev yontif. Up his tonight, we'd have a different problem. Because the only reason you're allowed to cut your hair is
even though it's a malacha, it's because it's Letzarech HaMayit. What's Letzarech HaMayit now? This is Letzarech HaMayit? What, you can't go 48 hours looking a little bit unkempt? Echateisa. That's Letzarech HaMayit. And by the way, and this is very, very important, as Hashem, we're going to get there. Not today, but we're going to get there. And that is that really the minhagim of shaving and trimming and cutting here, it varies from generation to generation. So today there's a concept of a 5 o'clock shadow. That clearly didn't exist before there were electric shavers. Shaving was a lot more complicated back in the day. So back then, a person goes 2-3 days without cutting his hair, said the night of Yehuda, I'm looking around. That's not considered Tzorech HaMoyed. There's no way that's Tzorech HaMoyed. So he says, I don't understand Pashup Shai Rabbeinu Tam. Nochem. The Gemara came up with a whole new reason why you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoyed. Frank, the night of Yehuda, why do you need a new reason for? Typically, there's anyways an issue to do Malacha. The Teretz says, is it Tzorech HaMoyed? Oh, very good answer. It's Tzorech HaMoyed. Oh, but that's all good if you Taka didn't shave before Yontif. But what about someone that did cut his hair? He did trim his beard. He did shave before Yontif. So this person is what? This person is already someone that he was addressed the Kadesh Shalai Yichnesu. But at the same time, it's not Tzorech HaMoyed. So if it's not Tzorech HaMoyed, it should be awesome inside the Issa Malacha. So says the Noida Behuda, and you have to hold on to your seat. He says, I hold that Rabbeinu Tam said it's mutter for a person to cut his hair. In the event he cut his hair before Yontif, he only meant if you can do it by conforming and complying with one of the exceptions to the rule that the Mishnah Berurah speaks at in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Lamed. He only meant if he could do it in a way where it's going to shtim with all the heterim that we learned about in the first two prakim of the Masechta. So what would that be? What would be a hechatimtza of how that would be mutter? What would be the case? Dovra Ovid? Maybe. But that's not what Rabbeinu Tam was talking about. So where would that ever be negated? He says you would have to do it al yidei, a poil, she'im ma'yoicha. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. He says, Pasha to me, that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. That he meant you have to do it all your day. An Ani, an Ariman, who Pasha doesn't have food for Yontif. And just like Dalach is, you're allowed to buy things from him, even though you don't need it. You just learned the Mishnah. Why? Because he's Ein Leimai Yoichel. And there's a whole bunch of halachas that you're allowed to do. You can hire, you can have your whole business working, as long as you're employing people that are Ein Leimai Yoichel. Because that's an exception to the rule where Masar Kasav L'Chachamim, that you're allowed to do Malacha Cholomayt, even if you're Nisim Malachas, this is Deiraisa. It doesn't matter. That's giving me mutter. That was the only time Rabbeinu Tam was matrid, because it's true Rabbeinu Tam svar is a festive svar to address the time of the Gemara. What happened? Kadesh lo yichnas to the regal k'shem and uval. But what happened to the Issam Alacha? Ordinarily, the reason the Gemara didn't say because it's not tzarech, because of Tzarech HaMayit. But in this person, he just shaved Erev Yontif. He shaved 2 days ago. So where's the Tzarech HaMayit? The Teretz is taken not Tzarech HaMayit. And the only time it's going to be mutter is if he did it like they poil she'in l'mayoicha. So here's the punchline. So said the Rebbe Yehuda, you want to know why the Mishnah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, didn't mention the Eilam Agalcha Memoyed? Why didn't it mention someone that took a haircut Erev Yontif? It's because the Mishnah is talking about people that are allowed to cut their hair in any way, shape, or form, where there are no strings attached, where you could do it however you want it, whyever you want it, whenever you want it. So the Eilam Agalcha Memoyed, when is it mutter, as if it's literally an Erev Shabbos and you're preparing for Shabbos? Habolam din asayam, umi beis hashivya, vayoyitz beis hasurim vamanudah shetiru lechacham, v'chein mishetir nishol lechacham v'hutar, v'anaz v'amatsoy ro'ayla mitmatsot tarasi. The person in Rabbeinu Tam's case, where the person took a haircut, he shaved Erev Yontif, and now on Chol HaMoed he wants to shave again, that person, it's true, he's Ve'ilam HaGalchim, but only Al Yedei an Ani, only Al Yedei an Ani, She'ein Lei Mayoichal. I mean that he can only do it Al Yedei an Ani, She'ein Lei Mayoichal. He can only do it in certain instances, so it's for that reason, it's not an unequivocal heter, and it's for that reason, the Mishnah never mentioned it. So said the Noida Behuda, that a Gavri Rabba says something, a Gavri Rabba befrat Rabbeinu Tam, we have to be Meyashiv it. And it can't be that Rabbeinu Tam said a halacha that's shver, not just from a diuk and from a nuance and a dover that's totally b'shikul adas, but it can't be shver from the Mishnah. And not the first line of the Mishnah. The Eilam Agalcha Memoyed says the Torah, I don't know, it doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam's Svar. You know why it doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam's? Because the Mishnah is talking about things that are always going to be mutter, no matter how. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only going to be mutter, Ayidei Poyel, She'ilam Ayoichel. You know why? Because in Rabbeinu Tam's case, it's not Tzarech Moed anymore. And because it's not Tzarech Moed, you have to fit into one of the other safe harbors of the previous two Prakim, and the only one it would fit into is with an Ani She'ilam Ayoichel, and that's the only time it's going to be mutter. So says the Noida Behuda, I want to say even a bigger Chiddush. I want to say that I don't even know if that's what Rabbeinu Tam means, if Rabbeinu Tam is saying something that the Rishonim would have disagreed with. The only reason, says the Noida Behuda, I think everybody shrieked at Rabbeinu Tam was because they didn't understand Rabbeinu Tam the way I understood Rabbeinu Tam. I understood that Rabbeinu Tam was saying that it's going to be mutter al yedei oni she'en l'mayoicha. I think everybody thought Rabbeinu Tam meant that ve'ilu magalcha memoy, you can do it however you want to do it. And that's why everybody shried chai v'kayim. And Rabbeinu Tam, it can't be. And that's why the Torah knocked it out. And the Mechav and the Ramah, they both didn't bring it. Abizak, the Noid of Yehuda, if all Rabbeinu Tam meant was that it would be mutter al yedei oni she'en l'mayoicha, is it such a chiddush what Rabbeinu Tam is saying? Mechateisa. Why is it so schwer? I don't know if it's such a chiddush. And I don't even know if the Rishonim who didn't say what Rabbeinu Tam said would have ever argued with Rabbeinu Tam. This is what the Noid of Yehuda wrote. So at the end of the tshuva, this is what he said. Therefore I believe, Sha'al koponim, im gilich be'erev arega, if a person shaved, he cut his hair, erev yontif, shekvar yesh lanu amud shel barzel lismoichal Rabbeinu Tam. We don't just have someone to rely on, but we have a pillar, literally, of barzel to be Simon Khan. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Even though everybody argued, I think it's going to be mutter. Ubefrat for someone that's accustomed to be amongst government officials, and this person is rugged to be Masapr B'chaleis. A person like this for him to have to grow his hair, it's just a lot of tsar. And not just that, people are going to make fun of him. A person like this has a right to be soymach a heter. Now, and this was the tshuva that the Noid of Yehuda wrote. Noid of Yehuda said that there's a shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and even though the achroinim, everybody was doicha, everybody knocked out Rabbeinu Tam, but at the same time, kedai Rabbeinu Tam, lismoychalo b'sha'asadchak, and he says, befrat ayidei poil she'en lo mayo, and befrat, if this is a person who's ruggle to cut his hair regularly, so that for him it's tsar, and not just that, it can lead to bezyoinis, mutter le'ish kozeh, lismoich al heter anah. After the Noid of Yehuda wrote this tshuva, and it was printed in Shilos HaTshuvas, Noid of Yehuda Madura Kama, which was printed during the lifetime of the Noid of Yehuda, it seemed this tshuva got around. And it made a tumult. It didn't just make a tumult, but literally the entire world, the entire yeshiva world, went up in arms. And people couldn't believe that a gadol on the caliber of the Noid of Yehuda would have written this. Everybody knows that a yid is not allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do it. And even though it's true, there is a favar for neshitas Rabbeinu Tam, but at the same time, the Torah brings Rabbeinu Tam and he's doich Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mechab and the Ramah bring Rabbeinu Tam and they're doich Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody was doich Rabbeinu Tam. So if everybody was doich Rabbeinu Tam, this is not something you're allowed to do. So it's certainly, how could the Noid of Yehuda go 500-600 years later and issue a heter, a psak, based on a Rabbeinu Tam, that everybody was already doich? Now just to bring out, just to give you a time and a flavor for what it means that everybody, that there was a tumult going on, the Chidah in his Sefer Shailos HaTshuvas Yosef Oimetz. So he writes as follows, just one excerpt, just to get an idea of what was going on. He says, "Ubevoy le'Amsterdam." When I arrived in Amsterdam, Yodati Mishailos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. I heard about the Sefer Shailos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. He calls it Chadoshes, new Sefer. Shesham Hitter HaRav, the Rav is referring to the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Lando. Giluach B'Chol HaMoed, Im Gileich Merev Yotif. He allowed someone to shave on Chol HaMoed, with the exception, of course, the caveat that he already cut his hair, he shaved Erev Yontif, and only al yidei poil she'en lo mayoicha. Only if it was done al yidei a poil she'en lo mayoicha. So he says like this, v'ulam boi beperek ro'isi, around that same time I saw, asher tekev ozru chayel ha-ga'onim. I saw there were many ga'onim that ganged up. They got very excited about what the Noid of Yehuda said. Who were these ga'onim? Rav Shel Berlin, v'Rav Shel Amsterdam. V'gam yodati ne'mona, I also know, sh'rabbonei ga'onei poilin, the Ashkenaz. Hey, Dave Chorolahem. They were also very upset at this. Al Heterzeh, Ukemat Nogu Bekvod Harav. And they Kemat touched on the covet of the Noid of Yehuda. The Ain't Safik says the Chidah. Ki Rabbani Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, the Kastandina, the Izmir, the Salaniki, the whole Turkey, Umitzrayim and Egypt, the Damesek, the Aram Tsoiva, the Aria Mairiv, Pnimi the Chitzoim. Kulam yaskimu rabboni poilin v'ashkenaz neged agoyin rabbi cheskla rav v'mechav v'noyde b'yehuda. Unbelievable. See, he literally quotes the entire map, went through Kemat, every single zip code where there were Jews living at that time. Literally, mamish, he goes through the entire globe. And he says every single place, from Poland to Turkey to Eretz Yisrael to Italy, mamish, everywhere. They all ganged up and they all said things where they were Kemat nogu b'kvay derav. They Kemat touched on the cover of the Halakha Noida B'Yehuda. And he says that the Noida B'Yehuda said this chiddush. People knew who he was, but they didn't care. And they felt they had a fight. They felt this was something that warranted a tremendous macha, because at the end of the day, this is not something that you're allowed to do. So the truth is, this created a tremendous, tremendous controversy. And really, it had the billings of what every single controversy has. Number one, rumors started spreading that the Noida B'Yehuda, even though he wrote this tshuva, but he was really chayser. People said he was chayser, right? That's what happens. Every time you have a good controversy, there's conspiracy theories. He said it, but he sent me a personal tshuva. No one knows about it. I'm the only one that knows. And he told me he never really meant it. Dvarim b'teyom uvutalim. There were even people that claimed that the whole Rabbeinu Tam that the Noida B'Yehuda was basing his tshuva on, Rabbeinu Tam never even said. They even had riyas that Rabbeinu Tam never said it. Because all the svarim that usually quote Rabbeinu Tam never quoted this Rabbeinu Tam. Could be what happened was there was a Talmud Taya. Maybe there was a Torah. The Torah brought a Yesh Oimrim. It was a Yesh Oimrim. Yud Aleph. And there was a Talmud Taya. Instead of Yud Aleph, he wrote Reish Tav. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is not usually spelled out in Sfarim. It's usually written as an acronym, Reish Tav. So maybe that's just the way it ended up happening. But the point is, there was conspiracy, Al-Gabi conspiracy. Because nobody believed that the Noida B'Yehuda could have written something like this. It was just too big of a chiddush. And again, why is it such a chiddush? Because all the poskim were doichets, often halach and shulchan aruch, that we don't paskin like this Rabbeinu Tam. And not just that, there's minig Yisrael Torah. No one ever was saimach on this Rabbeinu Tam. And how would all of a sudden the Noida B'Yehuda come along in Prague in the latter part of the 18th century and issue such a kula? So here's the question. Did the Noida B'Yehuda say this? Did he not say it? Was he impressed by all the noise? The truth is, the Noida B'Yehuda himself addressed this. Because many years after the p'tir of the Noida B'Yehuda's son, Rav Shmuel Landau, he put out Chelik Beis, Madura Tinyana of Shailos Teshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. And when he put out Madura Tinyana, he went through, as he writes in the Hakdama, all his father's amtachas of tshuvas, and he went through the whole stack of tshuvas. And there were three tshuvas that the Noida B'Yehuda had written on this topic as follow-up to all the tumult and all the noise that the Chidah was referring to in that tshuva in Yosef Oimetz. He printed them in Noida B'Yehuda Madura Tinyana. And if you go through those tshuvas, not only did the Noida B'Yehuda not back down, but he doubled down. And he went chai v'kayim. And these tshuvas are nothing compared to what the Noida B'Yehuda wrote in those tshuvas. As it relates to them, in Yetz Hashem, we'll have to wait for part 2, which will be Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow.